tuning in to TLE TV. I'm your host, Hassan Labduni. Now, what you see over my shoulder is actually the original video to this story that I did, but due to some technical errors, I'm having to reshoot this video, and here we go. So, obviously, the story is about Wyclef getting handcuffed outside, out in L.A. in a what they're deeming a case of mistaken identity. So in the dirt south, while he used to play while at the YMCA in L.A., he just got detained. And actually, here's the news report. Here's how the news report goes. Grammy Award-winning singer Wyclef Jean was handcuffed in L.A. this morning after being mistaken for a man in a red bandana who robbed a nearby gas station. The star posted videos of the incident on Twitter, and here are those videos.
LA right now, coming from the studio with T Baby, and y'all see the police have handcuffs on me. They just took off my Haitian bandana. That's what's going on right now with Wyclef in LA right now. The LAPD have me in cuffs for absolutely nothing. Given the address to the studio, but this is just so y'all know, I am going to sue you because you took off
this
my hat, you put cuffs on me.
I'm a recording monitor. I'm coming from the studio. I was recording.
Could you give him the address to the studio? But this is just so y'all know, I am going to sue you because you took off my hat, you put cuffs on me.
Now, according to a local CBS report, authorities spotted the singer's vehicle, which matched the description the victim gave. However, the police determined he was not the suspect and ultimately arrested the right person. LAPD, another case of mistaken identity, he tweeted. Black man with red bandana robbed a gas station as I was in the studio working, but I'm in handcuffs. So, now here's what I said in the previous video. I won't be able to capture it all, because it was right there, it was passionate, it was in the moment, and having to redo it, I'm going to miss a lot of what I've said. But I'm going to try to keep to the key points. And the key point mainly in this story is one thing that's missing in all the news reports that I've read in regards to this situation. That none of the news reports actually indicate the type of vehicle Wyclef Jean was driving. None of the news reports indicate the type of vehicle the suspect was driving, the crook, the criminal, the person that committed the crime was driving. None of those reports actually give that information. None of the reports actually indicate what description was given by the victim. Because now, I mean, honestly, Wyclef Jean is a multi-platinum selling artist with beaucoup cash and has plenty of cars and is not going to be driving around L.A. in a hoopty or an everyday car like you and I. He has the money to ride around in whatever he wants. He's probably been riding around with a McLaren, his Spider-Man car. I mean, he has a bunch of different cars. We've seen that episode of MTV Cribs years and years ago. He has a bunch of cars. So now here's my thing. Is someone out there in L.A. that is so well off, they got a nice car, but they happen to hit a hard time that they're jacking people's wallets while riding around in a fancy car? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. What was the description that was given by the victim? Was it just the color of a car, the number of doors, and that was it? So they just happened to see the first black man in the car that happened to match that color, but because the car was so fancy, it had to be that black guy. It couldn't be his car. And you know, then the red bandana, he had a Haitian flag around his head. So they only saw the red part of the bandana. They didn't see the rest. So they figured, oh, it's a Haitian flag. We're not gonna pay attention to the blue. We're not gonna pay attention to the white. We're just gonna see that red stripe right there and say that's the guy. We got a black guy with a red bandana driving a nice car, possibly matching the color and number of doors on the vehicle that the victim gave. But honestly, let's think about it. This is Wyclef Jean we're talking about here. He's not driving around in a Honda. He's not driving around in a Toyota. He's not driving around in a Scion. He's not driving around in a Ford. He's not driving around in a Nissan. He's got a nice car. He's got plenty of nice cars. So how can you honestly say it's a case of mistaken identity? How can we honestly say that somebody just driving around in a six-figure car, a six-figure car, is out robbing people and stealing people's wallets? That's a hard come up. Think of how many wallets you got to steal to be able to afford a six-figure car. Okay, so maybe it was a black guy that stole a fancy car. And again, that's what I'm saying. A case of mistaken identity? I think not. This is just racial profiling because it's a black man in a nice car with a red bandana, partially red bandana, with a car that happens to match the description only because it is the same color. If, in fact, it was the same color. Because we don't know that because none of the reports provide the color of the vehicle that was described, the make and model of the vehicle that was described, the number of doors of the vehicle that was described. None of the reports state the type of vehicle that Wyclef was in when he was pulled over. None of the reports state the vehicle that the suspect was in. So I call malarkey on this story right here. This is bullshit. And quite frankly, LAPD got more questions to answer. And this should not just be brushed aside unwittingly. And just taking an apology, just accepting their apology is not good enough. That is not good enough. A simple apology, that means, oh, it's like that saying goes. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. So I'm going to go ahead and screw up, do what I got to do, and on the back end say, oh, I'm sorry, can you please forgive me? It was a mistake. Honestly. So all I got to say for this story, man, L.A., you got some questions to answer. Wyclef, if you're watching this, please let us know. What kind of car were you in at the time when he pulled you over? Anybody who happens to be close to the situation or near the situation or had that information, let us know. Shoot that information to us. What kind of vehicle was Wyclef in when he was pulled over? Because it's hard to tell from the video. What kind of vehicle was the suspect in when the suspect got arrested? Let us know that. They said they eventually found a suspect and arrested him. So where was the suspect at? Where did you find the suspect? Was the suspect in the vehicle? They said the wallet was recovered. We want to know more information because you're not telling us the full story. And right now, because you're not giving us the full story, it's looking like a load of bullshit. But that's just my take on it. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. This is TLE News, TLE TV, The Lyrical Elitist. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Subscribe to us on YouTube, TLE TV, as well as The Lyrical Elitist. And go ahead and check out our website, lyricalelitist.com. That's lyricalelitist.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything TLE. And for those who don't know, TLE stands for The Lyrical Elitist. Also, make sure you check us out on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/TLE Radio, TLE News. Make sure you check out Monday through Friday our YouTube pages as well as our Blog Talk Radio every morning because we actually start off the day with a daily word to help everybody get going through the day, a little daily motivation, if you will. Once again, I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, signing off for TLE TV. I do sound a little congested. I have a cold. I'm getting over it, but we're going to push right on through. Have a great day.